Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы 2 раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только 1 раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. A soap opera again? Aren't you tired of all those awful actors and the silly plot?
Not at all. This serial is wonderful.
For me, there's nothing worse than these clowns.
But I believe the characters are realistic.
Realistic? No, they're not.
There's no point in arguing.
I agree. Let's switch to the news channel.
Sure, but only when this programme is over.
Dialogue B.
Excuse me, I think I left my bag here yesterday.
You are not the only one who leaves things here. We've got everything, from phones to umbrellas. The customers always forget something. What's your bag like?
It's brown, with a picture of the sunset.
I see. And what was inside?
My purse, sunglasses, and 2 tickets for tomorrow's show at the musical theatre.
And the last question, for security, where did you leave it?
In the sportswear department, I think. I was buying a T-shirt there.
It must be this one.
It is. Thanks a lot.
Dialogue C. The chicken was really delicious.
Yes, it was good.
And what would you like to do after dinner?
I wouldn't mind going to the cinema.
That's not a bad idea. We haven't been to the cinema for a long while.
I know there's a new comedy at the Twin Film at 8.
Then we'd better finish up our dessert and ask for the bill. Otherwise, we risk being late for the film. Dialogue D. Carol, get out of the way. I want to take a picture.
Sorry, I thought you wanted to take a picture of me.
Not this time. Today I'm focusing on photos of trees, grass and flowers. No people in my photos. It's my contribution to the photo exhibition Spring in Our Town.
If it's not about me, I'm not interested. Come on, take your photos and let's be off. The film starts in 40 minutes and I want to buy some drinks and popcorn in the cinema cafe.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. A soap opera again? Aren't you tired of all those awful actors and the silly plot?
Not at all. This serial is wonderful.
For me, there's nothing worse than these clowns.
But I believe the characters are realistic.
Realistic? No, they're not.
There's no point in arguing.
I agree. Let's switch to the news channel.
Sure, but only when this programme is over.
Dialogue B.
Excuse me, I think I left my bag here yesterday.
You are not the only one who leaves things here. We've got everything, from phones to umbrellas. The customers always forget something. What's your bag like?
It's brown, with a picture of the sunset.
I see. And what was inside?
My purse, sunglasses, and 2 tickets for tomorrow's show at the musical theatre.
And the last question, for security, where did you leave it?
In the sportswear department, I think. I was buying a T-shirt there.
It must be this one.
It is. Thanks a lot.
Dialogue C. The chicken was really delicious.
Yes, it was good.
And what would you like to do after dinner?
I wouldn't mind going to the cinema.
That's not a bad idea. We haven't been to the cinema for a long while.
I know there's a new comedy at the Twin Film at 8.
Then we'd better finish up our dessert and ask for the bill. Otherwise, we risk being late for the film. Dialogue D. Carol, get out of the way. I want to take a picture.
Sorry, I thought you wanted to take a picture of me.
Not this time. Today I'm focusing on photos of trees, grass and flowers. No people in my photos. It's my contribution to the photo exhibition Spring in Our Town.
If it's not about me, I'm not interested. Come on, take your photos and let's be off. The film starts in 40 minutes and I want to buy some drinks and popcorn in the cinema cafe.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы 2 раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. Yeah, I don't think I'm very good at keeping things clean. My mum is always getting upset that I leave my cup or plate unwashed in the kitchen, or leave my clothes in the bathroom in the wrong place and do other things like that. I do it automatically, never on purpose. I'm used to it, that's all. I know I should improve, but so far I haven't been able to do anything about it. Speaker B.
I know we cannot live without mobile phones today. But why use them everywhere and all the time? People who talk loudly on their mobile phone, on a train, bus, or even worse, in the cinema, they really drive me mad. Or when they are being served at a shop and they take a call and customers are waiting behind them. I think mobile etiquette should be taught at schools, colleges and universities to improve the situation.
Speaker C. Recently, I have read a book about time management and understood why I was always short of time. I spent too much time using the internet, reading emails and chatting online. I decided to change the situation and follow certain rules. Now I try to check my emails and news websites only twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. I'm sure it saves my time for school and my hobby. Of course, sometimes I break the rule, but the next day I do my best to follow it. Speaker D.
What helped me to improve my school results? Just three rules that I started to follow recently. After I come home and have some afternoon tea, I get straight into my homework. When I start my homework, I turn off my mobile phone, computer and TV so that they do not distract me. And the third rule, I set a timer for 40 minutes and have a regular 5-minute break. My rules really work. Try and see for yourself.
Speaker E. I always worry about everything. My school grades, doing everything in time, my exams, really everything. I wish I were like my sister Kate. She has learnt to take things calmly. She always says, "Every cloud has a silver lining. Try to find positive things in any situation." I would like to follow her balanced attitude towards life. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A. Yeah, I don't think I'm very good at keeping things clean. My mum is always getting upset that I leave my cup or plate unwashed in the kitchen, or leave my clothes in the bathroom in the wrong place and do other things like that. I do it automatically, never on purpose. I'm used to it, that's all. I know I should improve, but so far I haven't been able to do anything about it. Speaker B.
I know we cannot live without mobile phones today. But why use them everywhere and all the time? People who talk loudly on their mobile phone, on a train, bus, or even worse, in the cinema. They really drive me mad. Or when they are being served at a shop and they take a call and customers are waiting behind them. I think mobile etiquette should be taught at schools, colleges, and universities to improve the situation.
Speaker C. Recently, I have read a book about time management and understood why I was always short of time. I spent too much time using the internet, reading emails and chatting online. I decided to change the situation and follow certain rules. Now I try to check my emails and news websites only twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. I'm sure it saves my time for school and my hobby. Of course, sometimes I break the rule, but the next day I do my best to follow it. Speaker D.
What helped me to improve my school results? Just three rules that I started to follow recently. After I come home and have some afternoon tea, I get straight into my homework. When I start my homework, I turn off my mobile phone, computer, and TV so that they do not distract me. And the third rule, I set a timer for 40 minutes and have a regular 5-minute break. My rules really work. Try and see for yourself.
Speaker E. I always worry about everything. My school grades, doing everything in time, my exams, really everything. I wish I were like my sister Kate. She has learnt to take things calmly. She always says, "Every cloud has a silver lining. Try to find positive things in any situation." I would like to follow her balanced attitude towards life. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор Кевина и Анджелы. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, Angela. Have you been waiting long?
Hi, Kevin. No, not really. I only got here a few minutes ago. I've ordered ice cream for both of us.
Ice cream?
Do you mind?
No, certainly not. I didn't have time to eat at home and feel pretty hungry now.
Here's the menu. Choose something else if you like.
Thanks. I'll also have some soup.
You look cold as well as hungry.
Yes, it's freezing out.
I wouldn't say it's freezing, but anyway, you've probably guessed why I asked you to come here.
No. Why? Are you getting married and want to invite me to the ceremony?
No. I hope to attend your university graduation ceremony first.
Maybe in 2 years, I hope.
Okay. And what I really want to discuss is our grandma's birthday. You remember that she's turning 90 next month?
90? Oh gosh, yes. Thanks for reminding me.
I believe we should gather the whole family and arrange a special celebration.
Oh yes.
We'll bring together all her four children, us, her grandchildren, and all the other relatives we are able to find.
Right. Remember, she did a lot to unite us. I'm the only child in my family, but I've never felt lonely. I've always had my cousins around. You and Tommy and Kitty.
Yeah. Tommy and I always looked forward to the holidays. To the time when we would go to Granny's house and meet up with all our cousins.
And do you remember our favourite game?
Hide and seek? Yes, I do remember. I also remember that my father tried to get us to play more intellectual games, like making Lego pyramids.
And my dad wanted us to play something less noisy, like table tennis.
But we always ended up playing hide and seek.
Yes, it was a great time. And we were dreaming about great adventures and great discoveries.
You were going to become an archaeologist and study ancient civilizations. You even did drawings of ancient cities.
But instead of that, I entered the Faculty of Law and will be studying contracts and agreements and all kinds of company disputes till the end of my career.
Which is not bad at all. Your teachers have always said you were good at humanities.
Yes, and your teachers said you were good at arts. You haven't given up playing the guitar, I hope.
No, I haven't. I can't do without my guitar. It helps me cope with the stress. I read somewhere that people who play a musical instrument on a regular basis are less nervous and irritable than those who don't.
I'm not sure about that. But let's get back to our business. Have you got any idea yet of how we're going to celebrate? You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Hi, Angela. Have you been waiting long?
Hi, Kevin. No, not really. I only got here a few minutes ago. I've ordered ice cream for both of us.
Ice cream?
Do you mind?
No, certainly not. I didn't have time to eat at home and feel pretty hungry now.
Here's the menu. Choose something else if you like.
Thanks. I'll also have some soup.
You look cold as well as hungry.
Yes, it's freezing out.
I wouldn't say it's freezing, but anyway, you've probably guessed why I asked you to come here.
No. Why? Are you getting married and want to invite me to the ceremony?
No. I hope to attend your university graduation ceremony first.
Maybe in 2 years, I hope.
OK. And what I really want to discuss is our grandma's birthday. You remember that she's turning 90 next month?
90? Oh gosh, yes. Thanks for reminding me.
I believe we should gather the whole family and arrange a special celebration.
Oh yes.
We'll bring together all her 4 children, us, her grandchildren, and all the other relatives we are able to find.
Right. Remember, she did a lot to unite us. I'm the only child in my family, but I've never felt lonely. I've always had my cousins around. You and Tommy and Kitty.
Yeah, Tommy and I always looked forward to the holidays. To the time when we would go to Granny's house and meet up with all our cousins.
And do you remember our favourite game?
Hide and seek? Yes, I do remember. I also remember that my father tried to get us to play more intellectual games, like making Lego pyramids.
And my dad wanted us to play something less noisy, like table tennis.
But we always ended up playing hide and seek.
Yes, it was a great time. And we were dreaming about great adventures and great discoveries.
You were going to become an archaeologist and study ancient civilizations. You even did drawings of ancient cities.
But instead of that, I entered the Faculty of Law and will be studying contracts and agreements and all kinds of company disputes till the end of my career.
Which is not bad at all. Your teachers have always said you were good at humanities.
Yes, and your teachers said you were good at arts. You haven't given up playing the guitar, I hope.
No, I haven't. I can't do without my guitar. It helps me cope with the stress. I read somewhere that people who play a musical instrument on a regular basis are less nervous and irritable than those who don't.
I'm not sure about that. But let's get back to our business. Have you got any idea yet of how we're going to celebrate? This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.